Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Warning. This is a gigantic warning. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. But I've got to give you a warning really quickly. So everybody just pay attention, then we'll get to the rules of engagement in just a second. There is a possibility that at 12:01 this morning, now I guess this depends on what time you're listening to the program, but 12:01 midnight Saturday, September 30, well, actually 12:01 would be at 1 minute past midnight on Sunday, October 1st, the federal government might shut down, and your lives will be ruined. You won't be able to do anything. Your cars won't work. Your air conditioning won't work. Your heating won't work. Your plumbing won't work. The microwave won't work. You won't work. Nothing's going to work. So I'm just giving you a heads up so you can prepare accordingly to just hunker down in your homes. Be afraid, be very, very afraid, because, well, the world's going to hell in a handbasket at 12:01 midnight, whenever it is, I don't know. Isn't it absurd? Utterly absurd. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and these are the rules of engagement if you want to interact with the program. So first and foremost, you can text the word Michael, Mike or Michael, depending on whether you're a graduate of public education or not. You can text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you type in the phone number, 33103, and then you type the word Mike or Michael, and then you send me a message. You ask me anything, you tell me anything. So it's a AMA, ask Michael or anything, or a TMA, tell Michael anything. The word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then you go to this website. The website is MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. There you'll find a list of an interactive map under how to listen of all the affiliates when the affiliates carry the program. You'll find the podcast. You'll find stories that we put up. You'll find all of the icons so that you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I would encourage you to do that right now. Go on and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I don't mention this often, but on Facebook, there's a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged, and that's a place where all of you little goobers can interact with each other and post memes and tell me stuff, and it's just a little group that we have on Facebook called Michael Brown Unplugged. So you might want to follow me on Facebook. Twitter's at Michael Brown USA, and Instagram is at Michael D. Brown. Try to get them all the same, but, you know, you can't do any of that. Let's see, what else am I missing? Oh, podcast. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. When you, whatever app you use, search for, this is the name of the podcast. This will get you the weekday program, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It will also get you the weekend program, 3 hours, on Saturday or whenever the affiliate carries it. So you get 23 hours of me. That means you can cancel your subscription to Ambien, your prescription or whatever. So subscribe to the Situation with Michael Brown. Do that right now. Subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. So let's get to this panic that's going on in the world, because the federal government might shut down at 12:01 this morning. Who cares? You know, here's what bugs me about this. Now, for those of you that are listening that might be federal employees, I might just be pretty close to pissing you off. So listen closely. How many in this audience have ever been laid off? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you have ever been fired? Raise your hand. If you've been laid off and fired, raise both hands. Unless you're, well, maybe if you're driving, go ahead and do it too. You can always steal with your knees. No, you know you do it anyway. Don't lie to me. I know you steered with your knees. So don't give me this crap about, well, Michael Brown's trying to cause an accident. No, you drive with your knees anyway. If that's ever happened to any of you, well, then you know that you don't get paid. You get laid off, you don't get paid. You get fired, you know, depending if you have a contract or not, you might get a severance package. But, you know, they generally hand you your, you know, come into the office and, well, we got to let you go because, well, we're out of money and, or, well, we just don't like you or, well, we caught you, you know, stealing paper clips or something. Here's your final check. Turn over your keys. And, this security guard here is going to escort you out the building. And then that's it. That's it. You're done. It's over. Shazam. Go on. Move along. Federal employees are not like that. Federal employees are not like that. They don't get fired. Now, they will tell you, but we're not going to get paid. We're not going to get paid. You're not going to get paid until the shutdown's over. And then you're going to get a check that includes all of the back pay for when you didn't get paid. So unlike the private sector, you could actually, if you wanted to, if you're a federal employee and you are so concerned, and let me acknowledge that some federal employees don't get paid, not many of you, but some federal employees don't get paid a lot of money. You might be a GS-1 and you're not making a lot of money. So, but you could, if you desperately need that check to get through, whether it's going to be 2 days or 2 weeks, whatever the shutdown might be, you could actually walk into a bank, probably any bank, even with a lousy credit score. Say your credit score is, I don't know, 600 or something. You could walk into a bank and say, hey, I'm a federal employee. I'm one of the ones that's been furloughed, or I'm one of the ones that has to continue to get work if you're a member of the military. But I'm not going to get paid, and I got to buy groceries, I got to buy gas, I got to pay the electric bill, whatever it might be. You know, the banker's probably going to say, "Oh, you're a federal employee here. How much? Let us loan you some money," because they know that you're going to get paid the back pay when the government shutdown is over. Ooh, this just drives me batty, because everybody wants you to think that it's the end of the world because the federal government might shut down. The Washington Post has, let me pull up that tab. Somebody had on Facebook this morning as I was doing some last minute show prep, a great meme. You know, my brain is a lot like my laptop. I've got 30 tabs open, 10 of which are frozen and can't work. And then I've got a window that won't open or something. That's kind of my brain today too. So here's what the Washington Post says under the headline, "What federal employees and contractors need to know about the shutdown." This was written yesterday or day before. "Large swaths of the federal government will shut down at 12:01 a.m. Sunday unless Congress passes last-minute spending bills, leaving hundreds of thousands of federal employees furloughed." I wonder how many people in this country got furloughed in the past 2 weeks. "Many operations will continue," they write, "even in a funding lapse, though. The federal workforce of 2.2 million will be either working with pay, working without pay, or not working and not being paid." Here's what government employees need to know. "Some agencies, like the Postal Service," thank God for the Postal Service, "and Citizenship and Immigration Services are self-funding and don't depend on the appropriations from Congress. Others, including large parts of the Veterans Affairs Department, the Department of Transportation, they operate with multi-year funding that is less impacted by year-to-year budget bills passed by Congress. The majority of employees in these agencies are exempt from a furlough and continue to work and be paid as normal." You know, Pete Buttigieg, that little twerp from Indiana, that's the Secretary of Transportation, is out screaming at Congress about, you got to do something. And now they're telling you to worry about flight interruptions. Well, let's think about that. Flight interruptions or not? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. If you're a federal employee, text me. Text the word Michael 33103. Tell me, you know, are you really panicked over this shutdown? Or those of you who aren't federal employees, text me and tell me whether you're panicked over this shutdown. Because kind of, you know what? I'm kind of looking forward to it. Yeah. It means they can't hurt us anymore. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, Pete Buttigieg is really panic-stricken about the government shutdown. And he's and you hear news everywhere talking about how you need to be really concerned about air travel if the government shuts down. Well, guess what? That's not exactly right. Airport screeners and air traffic controllers would be required to work according to recent contingency plans. Though, now, granted, back in 2019 when there was a government shutdown, a lot of air traffic controllers decided, you know what, I'm pissed off at Congress for shutting down the government, even though I'm still getting paid and I'm still required to work because I'm an essential employee. I think I'm going to call in sick. So a bunch of them called in sick, which did cause delays. But the delays were not the result of the shutdown. The delays were the result of the air traffic controllers themselves deciding, hey, you know what? Screw you. I'm not going to go to work. So all of this bull crap that you hear about air travel might be disrupted is meant to cause you to think, oh, maybe I shouldn't fly, or to make you mad at Congress. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be mad at Congress. You should be mad at Congress over a bazillion things, including the shutdown, because I think this shows how incompetent and how dysfunctional I was going to say something stupid, like how dysfunctional and incompetent Congress has become. What I should say is how incompetent and dysfunctional Congress continues to be. Sometimes I like the dysfunctionality because it means they're just doing fewer things to ruin our lives. But let's go through some of these things because I think the disinformation that flows out there is absolutely, well, it's disgusting what it is. So let's find a real conservative right-wing nut job source of information. Nah, let's not do that. Let's go to Reuters. Reuters, which is not exactly the most conservative news organization on the planet, in fact, it's just as left-leaning as anybody else, has this to say. Let's talk about law enforcement. Agents at the FBI, the DEA, and other federal law enforcement agencies would remain on the job. And then they make this statement. And prison staffers would continue to work. Now, wouldn't that be great if they didn't? Now, I'm about, as the crow flies, I'm probably about 100 miles due north of Supermax, you know, where we put all, where the Unabomber used to live out the rest of his life. Can you imagine if we just said to the prison staffers, hey, there's a government shutdown, so just stay home? Or if we said to TSA, which nobody would miss anyway, but hey, all you transportation security people, just go home. We'll just let people screen themselves. It'd be much more efficient, wouldn't it? Yeah. Or let me do the screening. Come here, baby. Walk through this body scanner. Yeah. Now, let me check that picture out a little closer. Oh, God. The Secret Service. Maybe they ought to be furloughed, but they won't be furloughed. Maybe they'll just turn to Mr. President, to the President and say, hey, Mr. President, we're tired of Commander, your stupid German Shepherd, continuing to bite us. And there's a government shutdown, so you just need to hide in the residence, go upstairs, hide in your bedroom, because we're all going home for a while. So the Secret Service, the Coast Guard, they continue operations. Most employees in law enforcement will continue to work. But yeah, here's something that Reuters says that I find it funny. Most of the Federal Trade Commission's consumer protection workers would be furloughed, as would half of the antitrust employees. You think you'll miss them? Do you think you'll miss some of the Federal Trade Commission's consumer protection workers? Why, somebody might put on the market a dangerous toy to sell to kids for Christmas. Maybe parents ought to do their own checking to see how the toy is safe themselves. But yeah, I digress. So now for all the old farts. Let's talk to all the old farts out there. Social Security, Medicare, all those benefits. Well, the Social Security Administration is going to continue to issue retirement and disability benefits. Though, here's what Reuters says. Again, I just find this hilarious. The Social Security Administration will continue to issue retirement and disability benefits, though the agency might have to delay its announcement of its annual increase in payments. So, oh my God, we might not know for a month what the increase is going to be for the next year. Oh, good grief. But all the payments are going to continue. Veterans benefits continue. Nutrition benefits provided to 7 million moms through the Women, Infants, and Children program would be cut within days, according to the Agricultural Secretary. But the food aid through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP program, that would continue. That will continue. Now, explain to me why you would maybe cut benefits to 7 million mothers, but you would continue the food stamp program for everybody else. Now, some of those mothers will continue to get the food stamp benefits, but they just won't get the nutrition, additional nutrition benefits that are provided through the Women, Infants, and Children, the WIC program, the WIC program. You see, here's what they're doing. You want to pick and choose things so that when the government shuts down, you can find something that the news media, that the cabal can latch onto and say, oh my gosh, look, they're going to cut this. Isn't that awful? It's awful. Well, they're just, you know, here in Colorado, for example, our stupid governor is panic stricken, has come out and announced, I'm going to do everything to make sure that the national parks remain open, that Rocky Mountain National Park and Mesa Verde and all the other national parks in Colorado. I'm going to do everything that I possibly can because I want them to remain open. You know why? Because it's fall. The leaves are changing. And people want to drive up into the mountains to see the fall colors. Yeah. So, national parks will be closed to the public. You know, I'm thinking now, for those of you that might live close to Yosemite, or that might live close to Rocky Mountain National Park or to Glacier National Park, I'm thinking, well, at least Rocky Mountain National Park, maybe I could sneak in now rather than have to make a reservation and wait several days or wait in line for hours to get in. Museums. Now, this is interesting. The Smithsonian and all the museums on the National Mall have enough money on hand to stay open for about a week after a shutdown, as would the National Zoo. After that, the museums are going to close to the public, although zoo staffers will continue to care for the animals. Really? Now, I think that would be pretty interesting. Just have everybody leave the zoo. Yeah, just, you know, zoo staffers are going to continue to feed the animals. We won't feed the mothers, but we're going to feed the animals. Do you see how insane this is? Now, the best one, the best part of all about the shutdown is border security. Well, that's a misnomer. The border. I shouldn't say border security because there is no border security. But the borders and homeland security. Most Border Patrol and Immigration Enforcement agents would continue to work, as would most customs officers. Wow. They're not doing much of anything. Well, they're not allowed to do much of anything right now anyway. The government shutdown. Next, let's talk about the politics of it. Because the government shutdown has politics involved, right? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products. Packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm just thinking to myself, I just read a text. By the way, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I just read a text message that thinks that maybe I should just shut the program down right now in anticipation of the government shutdown. Because I need to run home. I need to run home, make sure the fridge is stocked up. I got plenty of tequila. I got some, I don't know, frozen burritos or something, and I'm ready to go for a shutdown. And I don't mean to laugh, but I'm not laughing at Goober number 2377, but this is my point about this whole government shutdown. Goober number 2377 texted and said this, Mike, I was laid off 3.5 weeks ago due to a change of management and then bringing in their old buddy guys. I turned a marketing program and was commended by the CEO. But the new guys are, quote, going in a different direction. Don't you hate that phrase? Well, we're going to let you go because we're going in a different direction. He says, I kicked butt, but there is no employer loyalty employees in the private sector. You know what I got? 2 weeks of severance, a buyout of my accrued vacation time, and a knock on my self-confidence. How I wish I could be furloughed like the feds. Bingo. That's exactly right. Or Governor 0530 writes, Mike, just a quick thought. How fair is it that those in Washington get paid, shut down or not, yet those who are on the front lines of serving and protecting get paid off the back later burner? But they still get paid. Now, military, for example, the military still has to, they still have to show up. They still have to protect the country. They still have to do everything. But they don't get paid. They get their back pay once the government shutdown ends. But you know who always gets paid regardless of what happens? The very people that can't get their feces together and keep the government open. Those are the ones that get paid. So here's what you ought to do. I rarely do this. But what you ought to do is you ought to email or call if you want to. It's just going to go to voicemail or you're going to get a busy signal. You're going to have to wait till Monday to do it. But you can do this right now. Look up the email for your local congressman and say, hey, why don't you write the Treasury Department and tell them to suspend your salary and you don't get paid until you open the government back up? Yeah, because those jerk butts are going to get paid regardless. Now, some of them will say, well, but we're working. We're working trying to keep the government open. We're here working our tails off all the time. Oh, bite my butt. Bite my ass. I swear. These people are so full of themselves, it's unbelievable. But I want to talk about the politics of this for a second. Because the politics of this government shutdown are truly fascinating. A good baseline is provided by the Wall Street Journal in a House editorial. They start out this way. The old saw is that faculty politics are so bitter because the stakes are so low. And if you've ever been a member of faculty, you know that faculty politics are very bitter. School politics are bitter. Office politics are bitter because oftentimes the stakes are so low. In fact, it seems like the lower the stakes, the worse the politics are. Well, the Wall Street Journal says, well, the same principle now seems to hold sway in the U.S. House of Representatives, which is on the verge of shutting down the U.S. government in order to achieve nothing at all. Nothing at all. Now, here's where it, for a conservative like me, If I could point to, hey, this government shutdown is going to accomplish less government spending, better border security, maybe lower taxes or something, increased defense spending, maybe cutting back a little bit on social services of some sort, kind of beginning to realign what the federal government should or should not be doing, then I might be like, oh, yeah, this is probably a good thing. But none of that's going to occur. None of it at all is going to occur. The Wall Street Journal says on Friday, a few members of Congress, because the majority of Republicans in the House is so thin that just a few of these yahoos, and some of them might be some of your favorite members of Congress. Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida who has the big buffoon hair, on top of his head. and the big shiny teeth, and is always on Fox News talking about how he's gonna hold Kevin McCarthy accountable, or Loren Boebert here from Colorado, you know, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, kind of all of the whack jobs that claim that they're doing something to reduce the size of government, they really aren't. They're really not. On Friday, they blocked a bill that would have kept the government open for another month while also reducing spending, increasing border security, and creating a bipartisan fiscal commission to try to figure out how to start doing regular order on budgets. Now, that all sounds pretty good to me. That all sounds like something I'd like for the government to do. But these yahoos, you know, this isn't, let me make certain you understand, this is not the Freedom Caucus. They may be members of the Freedom Caucus, but this is not the Freedom Caucus. This is four or five people, this is how thin the margins are. This is four or five yahoos that are more interested in trying to somehow coerce Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, into doing their bidding as opposed to stepping back, looking at the larger picture and saying, you know what, I may have a personal dislike for Kevin McCarthy. Well, maybe I should get over that, grow up, act like an adult, and vote for a bill that reduces spending. If you know, I asked you to raise your hands earlier. Let me ask you to raise your hands again. I feel like I'm in church. All of you, praise the Lord. If you want reduced spending, praise the Lord and raise your hand. Give me an amen. Thank you. Now, all of you who would like to see better fortified border security, give me an amen and raise your hands. Man, this is a great congregation. Now, all of you that would like to see some sort of commission formed to figure out how we can actually start doing a regular order of budgeting, give me an amen and raise your hands. Holy cow, this is a dang good church. Yeah, you guys are pretty good. Give me a hallelujah and an amen. Yeah. Now, this bill, let's be brutally honest here. Even though this bill would have reduced spending, fortified border security, and created this bipartisan commission on fiscal responsibility, it would have failed in the Senate regardless. And a Senate bill to keep the government open for 47 days that added $12 billion for disaster relief and money for Ukraine, that bill in the Senate can't pass the House without Democrat votes. But the Republicans like Matt Gaetz promised to oust Speaker McCarthy if he passes something with the Democrat support. Now, I am not one. If you've listened to me, now those of you in the national audience may not have heard me say this very much, but the local audience knows that I've never been one that touts partisanship. I don't necessarily agree that partisanship is the holy grail of American politics, because partisanship means that you're probably agreeing to things that are just going to pull the country even further leftward. So I'm not always in favor of partisanship. I think it's not the holy grail of American politics. I think standing on your principles is the holy grail of American politics. But this idea that you want to kick out Kevin McCarthy simply because he's trying to keep the government open and doing it with a bill that's going to reduce spending. How many times do I have to say this? Reduce spending, increases border security, and puts together a commission to try to figure out how to get our act together when it comes to fiscal policy. These malcontents are refusing to do that. So Matt Gaetz from Florida, Andy Biggs from Arizona, they want to shut, this is what the Wall Street Journal says, They seem to want to shut down as a show of political manhood. Well, if they don't go with these bills, it's certainly not going to end up cutting spending. And a shutdown will probably result in more spending because they've got the one chance here politically and they're not taking it. But let's be honest. This is not about fiscal policy or spending or anything else. Because if it was, then I think House Republicans would have passed already the 12 spending bills. This is the way you're supposed to do it. 12 separate appropriations bills to cover different departments and agencies of the government. They would have already passed those and sent those to the Senate, and they would have shifted the responsibility to the United States Senate, and the Republicans in the House could have said, look, we did it the right way. We had hearings on 12 separate spending bills, but they couldn't even do that. Remember how Republicans kept saying they wanted regular order, doing things the right procedural way? They had a chance to do it, and they didn't do it. I'm fed up with all of them, absolutely every single one of them. Not because the government's going to shut down. Most people say, well, I could care less. That's the wrong phrase. Because if you could care less, that means, oh, you actually could care less. The correct phrase is, I couldn't care less. And here, I couldn't care less. There's your phraseology lesson for the day. All of this is just stupid. Absolutely stupid. We want conservative policies, and we want fiscal responsibility. But Matt Gaetz and Andy Biggs and a few others like Lauren Boebert and the others are just playing pure politics with this, and I think it's the wrong politics. It's just utterly the wrong politics. And I'm probably swimming upstream on this because, truthfully, I don't care whether the government shuts down or not. I care more about, are we doing anything at all, even if it takes Democrats with us to do it, to cut spending, increase border security, and start doing things in regular order. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm smoking Colorado weed today. Or it's too much Diet Coke or something. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Again, I want to hear your stories about if you're a federal employee, what do you think about the government shutdown? Or if you're not a federal employee and you're in the private sector and you've ever been furloughed, yeah. Or if you've emailed your congressman about them not taking a salary while the government shuts down, tell me about that too. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Are you feeling trapped by your mounting credit card debt? Making minimum payments month after month only to see the balance barely budge? We understand how stressful it can be, but guess what? If you own a home, there's a smarter way to tackle that debt. It's time to unlock the power of being a homeowner. With American Financing, you can use the equity in your home to pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Imagine saying goodbye to those never-ending interest charges. The best part? Their customers are saving an average of $700 every month. American Financing salary-based mortgage consultants guide you through savings. No upfront fees, no obligations. And you could close in as fast as 10 days. If you start now, you may be able to delay 2 mortgage payments. The time to act is now. Call today. American Financing. 866-877-2322. 866-877-2322. Or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. 687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Some pretty good text messages about some stories from all of you about how you've been laid off and lost jobs, and now you're out searching for new jobs, or, you know, your lives have been completely disrupted. And here these federal employees are all screaming that, you know, the end of the world is coming. Yet they will eventually get paid. You know, it's one thing for a private sector employee to get furloughed or laid off, knowing that whether that furlough or that laid off time period is 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months, they won't get reimbursed. They won't get paid. They won't get back pay for that. That's not how it works in the real world. But in the D.C. world, oh, yeah, government shuts down because of the politics. Yeah, you may be a part of the group that continues to work and continues to get paid. You may be part of the group that continues to work, but you don't get paid until the shutdown ends. But you do ultimately get paid. Or you may be part of that group that continues to work and does continue to get paid. You see, this whole phraseology of a government shutdown drives me crazy because it's not a government shutdown. The military will continue to defend this country. Border Patrol agents will continue to have their hands tied behind their back at the southern and the northern borders. The TSA agents at the airports will continue to grab your junk. And the air traffic controllers, unless they decide to call out sick, will continue to control the jets in the air, the planes in the air. How did we get to this point? Let's go back to the politics for a moment. Because there's, you know, even Trump is out there demanding that they shut down the government unless all conservative demands are met. Well, guess what? That's not realistic. As I always try to say, I live in the real world. And the real world is this. Let's just say that Trump's right. I think he's absolutely wrong here. But let's say he's right. That the Republicans in the House, this small group of four or five Republicans, should shut down the entire government until all of their conservative demands are met. They don't have a majority in the Senate. the Senate Democrats control. Maybe Trump doesn't understand how the whole legislative process and appropriations process works. I actually question whether he really does or not. Because they can, the Republicans in the House can shut down the government. And the Democrats, if they understand politics well enough, will say, okay, all right, fine, shut it down. Because the members of the Senate, the majority of which are Democrats, don't have to do a damn thing. And not doing anything, they can directly point to the Republicans in the House and say, this is your fault. And indeed, it will be the fault of the Republicans. Now, many of you may be thinking, well, I don't care. Like, for example, I've said, I don't care if the government shuts down. I don't. But what I do care about is that we somehow, with the slim majority that we have in the House, that we make some incremental changes, reduce what little spending we can until we can get a majority in the 2024 election. But we're not at the 2024 election right now. The real world is right now we have a very slim majority in the House, and we have no control in the Senate. So what we ought to do is shift the blame to the Democrats in the Senate. Pass a bill in the House that reduces spending, that increases border security, that sets up a bipartisan fiscal commission to study the budget and to figure out how to quit doing this all the time, and send that to the Senate. Now, you do that. Why is it left up to me to come up with a solution to this? Because if you do what I just suggested, now the fault lies with the Democrats in the United States Senate. You can't tell, is Matt Gaetz and Andy Biggs, are they so stupid they don't understand that? Or, as I believe, this is really just about unseating Kevin McCarthy because they want to be Speaker. Well, guess what? You don't have the votes to be Speaker. Because if you did, you would have been elected Speaker a long time ago. This is the real world politics. You know, if you tune into this program, whether you agree with me or not, at this stage, I don't care. I just want to tell you the truth about the reality of how this works in Washington, D.C. And you can choose to believe a guy that spent almost 6 years of his life in the belly of this very beast telling you how it works. Or you can choose not to. But I'm telling you, this is exactly what's going on right now. And I find it disgusting. And Republicans are blowing an opportunity to shift the blame to the Democrats. Text the word Michael to 33103. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Coming up next, have you heard of the perma crisis?
I've told you about my lower back pain and how kneeling in church on Sunday was becoming nearly unbearable. Sebastian Gorka here. I've also told you about how Relief Factor has helped almost eliminate my pain. Now, let me tell you what Robert in California says about his experience with Relief Factor. Robert writes, I didn't think Relief Factor was working until I ran out mid-month. After about 3 days, the pain was back to where it started. It was a great test for me to see how much Relief Factor really works. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing and living the life you love. Your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains from daily living could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government up and running has collapsed.
A government shutdown appears all but inevitable at this point after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to provide stopgap funding failed to pass the House after hardline conservatives voted against it.
Correspondent Stephen Groves, who reports that makes a shutdown nearly a 100% certainty.
If Congress fails to come up with an agreement before Saturday, September 30th at midnight, the government will enter a shutdown. The Senate is advancing a bipartisan plan that would include funding for Ukraine as well as disaster relief. Speaker McCarthy, however, is back at square one.
The tributes keep pouring in for Dianne Feinstein, the trailblazing California senator who has died at the age of 90. President Biden calling her a true trailblazer. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Feinstein had a big impact on a number of issues.
Over the past three decades, the senior senator from California was also the steady hand leading sensitive and consequential work as head of the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee. Her name became synonymous with advocacy for women and with issues from water infrastructure to counter drug efforts.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced to colleagues in his words, "We lost a giant in the Senate." Senator Tom Cotton says it is vital that the U.S. continue to help Ukraine defeat the Russian invasion to deter future aggression by Moscow.
And even more in our vital national security interest that communist China not learn dangerous lessons from Ukraine, that they can go for the jugular in Taiwan and expect Western will to fold immediately.
Senator Cotton says President Biden's indecisiveness has made the situation more dangerous. Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More from townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
A bail bondsman who was charged alongside Donald Trump in Georgia has become the first defendant to take a plea deal.
Bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall has accepted a plea deal with prosecutors handling the case of the former president and 17 others accused of election interference. He pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. As part of the deal, Hall will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. He was also ordered to write a letter of apology to the citizens of Georgia and is forbidden from participating in polling activities.
That is Norman Hall reporting. Millions of Americans will have to start repaying their federal student loans once again in October, with monthly payments thought to average hundreds of dollars a month for most borrowers. The Supreme Court in July rejected a plan by President Biden's administration to remove $400 billion in student loan debt and place it instead on the backs of American taxpayers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Donald Trump made a personal pitch to California Republicans on Friday, declaring help is on the way to his supporters in a state dominated by Democrats.
We have MAGA. Now, if you ask Biden, you know, did you see him the other night? He's saying, we must stop radical MAGA. You know what MAGA is? Make America great again, right? We must stop, make America great again. You know, it's You have to be sort of, what a stupid thing to say.
The former president traveled to the state Republican Party convention at a downtown Dallas landmark going dark for most of October.
Reunion Tower will dim its lights from sundown to 11 p.m., and then the lights will be completely turned off. The glowing rotating ball in downtown Dallas will power down from October 1st through the 21st to protect the almost 2 million migrating birds that fly through Texas every year. The lights can cause the birds to become disoriented and hit the building. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Then you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I certainly appreciate it. Here are the rules of engagement. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. So on your smartphone, you just type in this number, 33103. Then in the message box, you start your message with MICHAEL, and then you ask me anything or you tell me anything. And you can do that any time of day, day or night, even during the week, because I read text messages all the time. And I just want to say real quickly, I appreciate, I have found that during the week, a lot of you that listen to the weekend program across the country are listening to my weekday program in the mornings from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, because I'm getting text messages from all over the country about what I'm talking about, and I really do appreciate that. So tell your friends, family, and your mistress and your boyfriend and your girlfriend and whomever, tell your dog to be sure and tune in on the weekends and on the weekdays too. I sincerely appreciate it. Go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You'll find all sorts of things. You can find your local affiliate. If you're traveling around the country, you'll find out where to listen to me. You can find that. You can always listen to me live on the iHeart app. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can follow me on social media. The Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram icons are there. Really would appreciate a follow on social media. And you can listen live, or you can subscribe to the podcast on that website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. The other thing you can do if you're using a different app for your podcast, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Download, subscribe it, and as many people always say, be sure and give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. So let's get started. We really do live, I was telling my local audience this week that I'm both frustrated and fascinated. This week we had the second presidential GOP, the Republican presidential debate. It was an utter fiasco. It was stupid. I don't know how long it lasted, but after 50 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore. I turned to my wife, because she had said earlier, I assume we're going to watch the debates tonight. And I said, I really don't care. And then she turned to me and said, but you need to watch it, because you're going to have to talk about it in the morning. At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to have to start talking about this. Okay, we'll watch it. After 50 minutes, I could not take it anymore. It was that stupid. And then, again, because I really do, you know, my, as I've said before, my show prep is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's not just news. It's not just on my computer. It's things I see when I'm out and about. It's things as I just go about my life that it's show prep. And what I'm watching, for example, you know, I broadcast this program from one of my studios here in Denver, at the iHeart cluster here in Denver. So I had a meeting in downtown Denver yesterday. I might as well have been in Los Angeles. Might as well have been in downtown Chicago. Might as well have been in Harris County. I might as well have been in downtown Houston. It's disgusting what's happening to Denver. But it's not just, but I recognize it's just not here. And you know what? I always pick on Los Angeles. I always pick on Chicago. I pick on New York. I pick on Denver. Well, you know what? I should stop that. Because I hear from all of you around the country. It's everywhere. This country is in decay. And I guess when I say I'm both fascinated and I'm frustrated, is because we truly do live in historic times. We were on our way back from dinner last night, and I was listening to a 60s station. Yeah, you know, don't judge me. And somebody was playing Barry, I can't remember his last name. I remember the song came out like in 1968, Eve of Destruction. And, you know, it talks about, you know, troubles in the Middle East. It talks about troubles in the streets of American cities. It talks about troubles in, you know, war going on in Europe somewhere. And my wife turned to me and said, wow, 1968, nothing much has changed. And I said, yeah, nothing much has changed, except it's actually gotten worse. It's more pervasive now. And that's why, I mean, we live in historic times, and everybody, I mean, truthfully, I mean, if you want to get really stupid about language, you always live in historic times. Because the times that you're living in eventually become history. And we're living in that moment today. But it's a little bit different today than it's been before. Because right now we're living in the most massive invasion in human history. And it's taking place right before our very eyes. And I don't know how you feel when you see the stories and the video of, you know, the video that drives me the craziest. I saw this video yesterday down the Rio Grande. And here were all these, and if I hear the term migrant one more time, I'm going to blow my brains out, but you probably can't say that. But I want to blow my brains out when I see the stupid stuff. The angle of the shot showed all of these illegal aliens, a.k.a. migrants, coming across the river. And I'll give you the details of this in a second, but border agents actually cutting razor wire so that they could go ahead and come on across. But the angle showed a bridge. And the bridge had trucks and cars all at a halt, northbound, coming out of Mexico into Texas. Now, why were they stopped on the bridge? Because they were coming across legally. You know, trucks obviously carrying goods manufactured or, you know, avocados or whatever it might be, coming out of Mexico into the United States. And so they're going to go through customs. And then there are cars. Maybe it's tourists. Maybe it's people who have visas. Maybe it's people who have green cards. But there are people that are coming into this country the legal way. And they're stopped on the bridge because just outside the camera angle, outside the angle of view of the camera, is a Customs and Border Patrol station where, you know, they're going to check visas. They're going to check passports. You know, they might pull a truck over here and there and randomly check the goods in the back of the truck. But they're coming here legally. And I thought, what a juxtaposition of those doing it the right way, and then here we are supporting and helping those doing it the illegal way, just below them, just below that same bridge. The second Persian invasion of Greece occurred between 480 and 479 BC. 500,000 forces were deployed by King Xerxes. It was the largest invasion? Was that the largest invasion? How about the D-Day deployment of 1.1 million Allied troops? Was that the largest deployment? Was that the largest invasion, D-Day? If you think so, you're wrong on both counts. The second Persian invasion and the D-Day invasion, the D-Day invasion were neither the largest in history. The largest invasion in history is over 7 million primarily young military-age males, unvetted, illegally crossing in the United States. Joe Biden is their de facto commander. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, is the chief of staff. At the current pace, more than 10 million will have entered this country by the end of Biden's term if this pace continues. And I don't think this pace will continue. Oh, I think this pace will increase. Absolutely increase. And it's an invasion. And it's happening in your town. Every town is now a border town. An invasion of this scale, it doesn't require merely surrendering. It doesn't even require complicity. It requires the active assistance of those ruling the victim country, in this case, the United States. Now, how can I claim that that's true? I'm going to give you three specific examples coming up next of why I believe that this is happening with the active assistance of the United States government. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Those three examples coming up next. I'll be right back.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped, and sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before, people stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Seriously do. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So this invasion that's occurring right now, larger than D-Day, larger than the Persian invasion of Greece in 470 BC. It's 10 million? 10 million. Think about your city, your town. And now think about 10 million illegal aliens entering this country by the end of Biden's term. And that's probably a conservative number. But the problem I have, in addition to just the fact that we're being invaded, is the fact that this invasion, and this is my utter frustration. Because I know you see it. We see it. We all see it. And Joe Biden walks around as if those pale, old, glassy eyes are just blind. You know, there's love and hate. And in between is the worst emotion of all, which is indifference. And Joe Biden is indifferent to this. Utterly indifferent. And I find that the most disgusting attitude to take toward anything, indifference. You know, you can love me or hate me. I don't care either one. I can respond to the love or the hate. But if you're just indifferent, like, I don't care if you exist. That's cruel. And this indifference to this invasion is awful. But while he seems and appears to be indifferent, his administration is actively assisting them. Three examples. Border Patrol agents have been witnessed. I watched the video myself of cutting through razor wire at the southern border and allowing the illegal aliens to go ahead and enter the United States. And you know what the excuse was? Well, the razor wire is on U.S. soil. So once they make it across the river and they're standing on the banks on the U.S. banks of the Rio Grande, well, we're going to go ahead and cut the wire and leave them in and let them in. All right. Then let's move the wire to the Mexican side. And what are the Mexicans going to do? What? The federales are going to tell us no? The cartels are going to tell us no? If the problem is that you're upset because, well, they're standing in, you know, knee-deep water on the American side of the Rio Grande, and now they're stuck there because of razor wire, well, move the effing razor wire. How about that? So Border Patrol agents, whatever the excuse is, I don't care about the excuse. They're actually cutting the razor wire and then pulling it apart to let them in. Second, Governor Greg Abbott had the wire installed as a deterrent to those looking to make the crossing over the Rio Grande into the state. And then he put the buoys in the river. And the courts and many immigration groups are trying to block to take the buoys out. Where do you think Greg Abbott came up, Governor Abbott in Texas, where do you think he came up with the idea of the buoys? Do you think he was sitting in his office? You know, he'd pulled his wheelchair up to his desk, had his staff around him, and they're sitting there, and they're going, hey, guys, we need some ideas here. And somebody said, let's put a buoy in the middle of the river. Nope. The idea for the buoys came from the Department of Homeland Security, and specifically Customs and Border Patrol, who designed it, tested it, approved it, and wanted to use it themselves, but the Biden administration wouldn't let them. So Greg Abbott says, well, okay, well, then we'll do it. And now, of course, he's having to fight a court battle to keep them in there. But while he fights the court battle, at least in some places, it still exists. You know what we ought to do? We ought to take some money and put those buoys all up and down the Rio Grande. Third, border crossings have now reached approximately 8,000 a day in the week ending last week, according to the Washington Office of Latin America. 8,000 a day. You know, I grew up in a little town. My little hometown was a town of about, averaged somewhere between 10 and 12,000 people. So almost, you know, two-thirds, three-fourths the size of my town, my little hometown, comes into this country every freaking day. Death camps are so 20th century. The death camps are just so passe. I think to go with our soft tyranny, we now have soft genocide. And the end result is the same. But for some bizarre reason, it engenders less resistance. Because unless we establish and restore rule of law and we do it quickly, starting with the law against maybe treason, Americans are going to be extinguished by the leftists who choose Joe Biden as their figurehead. Because Americans, and when I say Americans, you listen to me closely. I'm talking about people who were born here, and I'm talking about people who came here legally and acquired their citizenship legally. Those are Americans. And those Americans are being displaced out of existence by this invasion. This wire. Of Border Patrol agents in uniform. Hear the clip? Clip? They got the gloves on. And now they're telling the illegal aliens they're getting rope. They're going to take the rope. They're going to tie it to the razor wire. And they're pulling the razor wire. And allowing them to enter the country. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back. Okay.
with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Jaforis Johnson has spent the last 24 years on Alabama's death row for a crime he and many others insist he did not commit, based on one paid ear witness. Join investigative reporter Beth Shelburne as she narrates the story of her 2-year investigation into this case.
What you have already told me, is that the truth?
Whatever I worry to get this information out of her.
No.
It's not the truth.
No.
Listen to Ear Witness wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm calling an audible on myself because of a text message. If you don't think that text messages don't have an impact on this program, here's a great example of it. So I'm going to set aside the story I wanted to do next. And instead, I want to focus on this text message for a moment because I think they raise an important point, and they're not going to like my answer. So Gubernator 5191 writes, Mike, brother, I fully support the so-called MAGA extremists shutting down the government until they stop sending billions to Ukraine and send that money to our border. That's a fight worth fighting. That's a fight that cannot be won. This is what I mean. You know, I'm not, trust me, I am not trying to be Rush Limbaugh. I am, I adore and revere Rush Limbaugh. And I would never try to emulate him or try to be like him or anything else. But I do want to steal something from Rush Limbaugh. And that was that he lived in Reelsville. I think that's the phrase. I live in Reelville or Reelsville, something like that. Well, I live in the world of reality. And I deal with the way things are, not as how I wish them to be. If there's something that I wish was a certain way, I have to start in the real world if I want to get to that dreamland that I want to get to, because just wishing it so, it cannot possibly occur. And that's true in your job, in your family life. That's true in every aspect of our lives. Wishing something so doesn't make it so. Whether you agree or not with this particular listener that he wants to shut down the government until they stop sending billions to Ukraine and send that money to our border, that's a fight that under no circumstances can be won in today's political environment. So whether you agree with it or not is immaterial. Remember, you know, I was also having a conversation with another listener who, and you'll know who I'm talking about. Well, you won't, but the individual will. When I tell you what they were doing, they were kind of arguing with me in the text messages that Republicans now control the Senate. And they were relying on a headline from Google without understanding that that's not the truth. I know you find it. You mean Google wasn't telling me the truth? Well, the headline certainly wasn't. Or you were totally misunderstanding what Google was trying to tell you. Democrats control the Senate, even with the death of Dianne Feinstein. Let me explain why. The margin in the Senate was 51 Democrats, 49 Republicans. So Democrats control the upper house. Dianne Feinstein dies. The division is now 50 Democrats, 49 Republicans. It's not 47. Now, where do they get 47? Because there are two independents. There's Kristen Sinema from Arizona, who has gone from Democrat to independent, and there's Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont. But they both caucus and vote with the Democrats. They just claim, for example, Bernie Sanders has been a self-avowed socialist his entire life, but he has always voted and caucused with the Democrats. So when the Democrats have their caucus meetings, when they have the Democrat policy caucus meetings, they both show up in those meetings. She, for example, Kristen Sinema in Arizona, just declared herself to be an independent because she's probably going to lose her Senate race if she runs as a Democrat. But she's voting as a Democrat. She's caucusing with a Democrat. She's Democrat in everything but name. So the division in the United States Senate is 50-49. 99 senators, one deceased, Dianne Feinstein. But that's what happens when, and then they were trying to say, well, what about Santos? Well, Santos is a congressman from New York. He's not a senator. You've got to pay attention to the details. So let's go back to the idea of the other goober that I want to shut down until they send the billions from Ukraine to the southern border. That's not going to happen. That is simply not going to happen. The government could stay shut down for an entire year, and the Democrats will never agree to that. You know why? Because they're in cahoots with the cabal, the dominant media, the tech giants, and they will continue to blame the Republicans. And you know what will happen? Republicans' margins in both houses, the House and the Senate, in the 2024 election will decrease and be even worse. We'll probably lose the House, and we'll probably even lose more people in the Senate. And the Democrats will be entrenched and probably win the presidency, and you can turn out the lights. That's the real world of politics. I know it's not what you like. I know it's not what you want. But I'm not here. Let me tell you, if you're listening to this program because you think I'm just going to play back what you want to hear, it's not going to happen because I live in the real world. I'm not going to have spent almost 6 years of my life inside the Beltway, working in a president's cabinet and not tell you the truth about how things work. I'm not going to do that. So whether you think the war in Ukraine is good or bad, or whether you think the billions that are spent in Ukraine ought to be spent on the southern border, whether you agree with that or disagree with that is immaterial. Because the real world of Washington, D.C. is that that's not going to happen. Now, add on to that the reality of the personalities involved. You see, it's, and I can say this as an individual. Most of you don't know me personally, but I will tell you that I'm a troublemaker. And I know I'm a troublemaker. Troublemaker is kind of what got me in trouble lots of times in Washington. I was the kid in school that always raised his hand and said, oh, or in law school, professor, well, what about XYZ? Or, I don't believe that. Why don't you explain that to me? That's just who I am. My wife tells me I push the envelope, and I do. I push the envelope in many ways. But the one thing that I do is face reality, deal with reality, particularly when it comes to these issues. So the MAGA, the so-called MAGA extremists, and I didn't use that word, that was used by the texter. They're not going to get what they want. They can't get what they want. And in fact, because of who they are, and because of their personalities, and because they spend, they do what they're doing. Listen closely, because this will make a lot, this will piss off a lot of people. Every member of Congress, all 535 members, want as much attention as they can possibly get. And they'll do everything they can to get attention. So if that means threatening Speaker McCarthy so they can go on Fox News, so they can go on and raise money, so they can send out emails saying, hey, I can hear Matt Gaetz right now. I can hear him writing an email to his constituents. I'm stopping Kevin McCarthy. I'm going to shut down this government because I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And by the way, send me $100 so I got to get reelected. That's what he's doing. He knows he can't win this fight. He's doing it for the attention. He's auditioning so that if he loses the next election, somebody on one of the cable networks will offer him a job. We have a congressman in Colorado doing that by the name of Ken Buck. He's now appearing on CNN and MSNBC the entire time because my gut tells me he's tired of the bullcrap in D.C., and now he's auditioning to be a so-called conservative on one of the liberal cable news channels. This is the reality. And that's why when I, in the very first hour, when I talked about the government shutdown, I said there are two things that we need to talk about. The reality of what the shutdown means. You know, is it really going to shut down air traffic controllers? No. Is it really going to shut down Social Security? No. Is it really going to shut down food stamps? No. Is it going to shut down the national parks? Yes. But also the second part, what are the politics of the shutdown? You see, while I think this audience is much more attuned and understands the reality of what's going on, you're different. You're unique. Most Americans just, you know, what's the headline news? In fact, I don't know why, maybe it still is on the air, I don't know why headline news went away, because that's the ADHD society that we live in. Oh, just give me the top line. Just give me the headline. And that's what people run with, and that headline forms their belief without any analysis or any analytics about, wait a minute, that's the headline, but is that the truth? And the truth is, this government shutdown, if it lasts more than a day or two, will result in more government spending, will result in a weaker Republican Party. And that's why these so-called MAGA extremists, as the caller refers to them as, they need to shut up and be quiet. Because they're not going to get what they want, and they're actually going to make things worse. That's the reality. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I cautiously ask, what's your take on that? I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you still tuned in? Are you still tuned in to Reality Radio? It's the weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate you tuning in. By the way, I got a text message from somebody that I was picking on in the last segment about just don't read the Google headlines. And they wrote back and said, Michael, I sit corrected and properly chastised. I wasn't trying to chastise anybody. What I'm really trying to get, and I do this, I do it on radio all the time, but I try to do it in real life too with my friends and acquaintances or people who will see me on the street and come up and ask me a question. And they will have just heard a story on even the local news, because local news can be just as bad as the national news. And they'll say, well, you know, I heard blah, 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 whatever blah, blah, blah is. And if I've heard of the story, I may be able to tell them that, well, you know, here's what's really going on. If I haven't heard the story, I don't try to make anything up. I just say, well, I haven't heard that story. I know, for example, I just give you an example. Somebody, and I was just really busy yesterday, and somebody asked me at dinner, what do you think about the floods in New York? And I'm like, what floods in New York? That had missed me because I was so focused on some, like the government shutdown and other things going on, that story just went right past me. So my answer was, what floods in New York? I don't know. Because we can't all consume everything that gets thrown at us every single day. If we did, our brains would be mush because there's too much bullcrap that's fed to us by the dominant media constantly. You know, I've become... It is, you know, language is very important to me. As a lawyer, you know, you're trained to be very specific in the language that you use if you're making an argument in front of a jury or a judge, or if you're writing a brief, you're making a motion or whatever it might be. The very particular language that you use is important. Just as if you're citing a case as precedent for something, it's very important to understand the context. If you pull a sentence or two out of a court's ruling, you have to make certain that that is in the proper context that you're going to use it, because if you have a smart opponent, that smart or competent opponent, they're going to go read the same case that you cited, and they're going to see if you took it out of context. They're going to try to, because they're going to try to find something to show the judge that the judge shouldn't rely on that case that I'm citing in my brief. So language is very important. And that's why I chastise Fox News over the use of the term migrant. They have, and I catch, don't get me wrong, I'm not infallible. I catch myself occasionally falling into that trap also. But language is so important. Control the language, you control the culture. You control the culture, you control the country. And that's one of the, you know, we can talk about these big battles that are going on. The big battle of illegal immigration. The big battle of government regulation, the big battle of taxes, the big battle of government spending, the big battle of defense spending, the big battle of the war in Ukraine, the big battle of China, the big battle. You know, we've got big battles everywhere. Just makes you want to bury your head. There's so many big battles going on that you have to consciously and conscientiously listen to what the words are that people use. And that's true in even conservative media. That's true with me. That's true with your friends. That's true with everyone. Because we live in such a media-infused society. Whether it's social media, whether it's broadcast media, what, you know, it's print media, whatever it is, we are just constantly being bombarded with, you know, advertisements and news and stories. And, you know, you can't get on social media. It's like I go through occasionally for fun. I'll start going through my Facebook feed because I'm always curious what ads are going to feed me. And of course, I usually, you know, click on delete this ad, never want to see it again because I want to mess with their algorithm to see what they're going to feed me next. And when I say feed me, that's precisely what I mean, because that is precisely what they're doing. We are being fed every single day. You know the old trite phrase that you are what you eat? Well, you are what you consume. And so you have to be very, very careful about the media that you consume. You have to be careful with me. That's why I absolutely thrive on the fact When I make a mistake, which sounds kind of sick, but when I make a mistake or misspeak or whatever, and somebody sends me a text and points out, wait a minute, you're wrong about that. Here's a source that tells you otherwise. I love that. You know why? Because I learn from it. I learn to be even more careful, and I learn something that maybe I didn't know. I would encourage you to stop and just spend a day sometime. Not saying don't work. Just spend the day doing whatever you're doing, but pay attention to how much news and media, products, advertising, everything it is that is fed to you. Now, sometimes you choose, like you choose to listen to me, and I greatly appreciate it. So stay tuned, because I will be right back.
Are you feeling trapped by your mounting credit card debt? Making minimum payments month after month only to see the balance barely budge? We understand how stressful it can be, but guess what? If you own a home, there's a smarter way to tackle that debt. It's time to unlock the power of being a homeowner. With American Financing, you can use the equity in your home to pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Imagine saying goodbye to those never-ending interest charges. The best part? Their customers are saving an average of $700 every month. American Financing salary-based mortgage consultants guide you through savings. No upfront fees, no obligations, and you could close in as fast as 10 days. If you start now, you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. The time to act is now. Call today. American Financing, 866-877-2322, 866-877-2322, or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.